No hope for Miller, who had broke for third. The Wildcats get out of the inning. Pitch to the plate, hit on the ground, and into center field for a base hit. A diving Logan Warmoth couldn't get that one, and Eric Jones has a base hit. He's red hot now after a slow start on Friday night. Straight away in the infield, the pitch. Strike three call, rung him up with a fastball. Waist high on the inside corner. Runner going, pitches low, throw to second is going to be out. Gunned him down. Nice throw by Jake Sidwell. There's a line drive that's going to get down. Here comes digging for third is Centracchio, and it's first and third with one man out. There's the pitch. Grounded to third. Dobbs get past him. One run will score. Here comes Blazin. Blazin will score. 2-0 Wildcats. First and second. Wildcats take the lead at the top of the fifth inning.
Well, we're ready for baseball as the Wildcats will send Cam Johnson. Johnson playing center field for the Wildcats. Does a really good job setting the table. Drawn a lot of walks on the season. Johnson comes in hitting 265 on the season. Left-handed batter. Bukauskas is a right-handed pitcher. And we are just about ready to go at 6:04 first pitch, and here it is. Pitch is called a strike on the outside corner. Nothing and one to Cam Johnson. A partisan North Carolina crowd here, I would say maybe three-fourths full, maybe two-thirds to three-fourths. A lot of red, though, for the Wildcats. Next pitch hits the outside corner again. It's nothing and two now to Johnson. Johnson steps out for a moment. Playing straight away in the outfield. Mostly sunshine around the field except over in right field. Nothing and two grounded towards second. It'll be picked up and flipped to first for out number one as Gahagan throws out Johnson. 4-3 on the putout and one away for the Wildcats. Will Robertson comes to the plate. Record-setting season for Robertson. The senior, third-team All-America, the first Wildcat to make that All-America team in baseball since 2011 when Forrest Brandt was an All-America. Pitches off-speed inside corner, strike one. 84 miles an hour on the off-speed pitch. What a way. Bukauskas delivers to the plate. It's hit to right field for a base hit. First hit for the Cats. Will Robertson just took a line drive to right field, and he's on at first base. That brings up the hot-hitting Alec Acosta. Acosta in three seasons for the Wildcats. Had one home run coming into last week. He knocked five out of the ballpark in St. Louis. Co-MVP of the Atlantic 10 tournament along with Duran Olinger, the Wildcats starter today. Right-handed batter. Taps the plate, then rubs the bat across it. Robertson at first takes the lead. Kauskas to the plate, fouled off the end of the back, strike one. They play Acosta maybe one step toward right field. Landing pretty deep. Here at Boschhammer Stadium, 400 feet to dead center field. 340 down the right field line, 335 down in left. Bukauskas to the plate. Inside corner, nothing and two now to Acosta. In the power alleys, 370 to left field and 355 over right center field. 0-2 pitch coming. Swung on it, a foul tip into the mitt, a strikeout, and two down now for the Wildcats. Brian Fortier to the plate. Fortier hitting a cool 318 on the season. 15 home runs and 53 RBIs. Those 53 RBIs leads the team. Robertson, whose single is at first base, taking the average lead. Pitch to the plate, swung on a miss. Welcome back to Boxhammer Stadium. We've got a little bit of technical glitch there. Alec Acosta struck out with two down. Now we've got Robertson at first, who's single, and Fortier at the plate. 1-1 pitch is swung on and missed. 1-2. No score. Top of the first inning as the Wildcats trying to draw first blood. It's going to take some two-out magic here with Robertson at first. And a 1-2 count as the Tar Heel fans start clapping. Kouskas to the plate. Swung on and missed. Struck him out. Two strikeouts in the inning for Bukowskis, and the Wildcats get a single, but he's stranded at first base. We played a half inning, no score. Davidson with North Carolina coming to bat. You're listening to Davidson Baseball from Learfield. Our score, no score, as the Wildcats got a hit in the top of the first inning, but couldn't push a run across it. North Carolina will be facing the Wildcats ace, Endurino Linger on the mound. Linger got two wins in last week's Atlantic 10 tournament victory for the Wildcats. Wildcats red hot. They took it down the stretch to get into the tournament. Had those two big wins on the road at UMass after dropping that opener. Then they won every game in the Atlantic 10 except one game to VCU. So Wildcats coming in now with a three-game winning streak and hoping to add to that. In the field, Jake Sidwell's going to be behind the plate today. Eric Jones, your third baseman. Max Bazin, the shortstop. Alec Acosta at second. And Brian Fortier is at first base. Sidwell's throw goes down to second, and we're ready for the bottom of the first inning. Brian Miller, the center fielder, leads off, hitting 340 on the season. Left-handed batter. Olinger has been really, really good, particularly as of late. Seems to get stronger as the game goes on as well, so early on could be the key for Olinger. The redshirt senior kicks and fires. Strike one on the outside corner. In the outfield, Justin Lebeck over in left, Cam Johnson in center field, and Will Robertson is over in right field. Miller stands back in. The 0-1 pitch is hit to left field. Looks like it's going to be playable. Sunglasses gleaming for Lebeck. He grabs it, and that is out number one. So two pitches and one out now as Olinger gets that first out. Shortstop Logan Warmoth will come to the plate. A right-handed batter wearing number seven. They'll play him straight away in the outfield. Looks like maybe in right field they'd play one step towards center. Playing pretty deep. He's the leading home run hitter for the Tar Heels. Hits it foul back over our head. We've got a really nice spot to view the game here. We're just to the right of home plate, high up in the air. Nothing in one. Warmoth. Ashton McGee on deck. Pitches down low. Evens the count, one ball, one strike. Nine home runs on the season for the Tar Heels shortstop. He scored 59 runs. Olinger kicks and fires and swung on and missed. 1-2. 285 earned run average for Olinger coming in with an 8-3 record. Making his 16th start of the season. Now the 1-2 pitch. Outside. Evens count 2-2. Two balls, two strikes with one out. No score. Olinger to the plate, swung on and missed, struck him out. First strikeout for Duran Olinger as Warmoth goes down. And two down in the inning. Ashton McGee, the designated hitter, to the plate. McGee hitting 340 on the season. Five Tar Heels above the 300 mark. Another left-handed batter. Again, straight away and deep in the outfield. Olinger's pitch is called for a strike at the knees. Nothing at one. Two down. Second game of the day here at Bochimer Stadium. We'll tell you about the first game here in a moment. Grounded towards second. We'll wait till next inning. Bouncing to Acosta. Flips it to Fortier. And that is out number three. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Durno Linger and the Wildcats on defense. They'll come to the plate in the top of the second inning. Our score, Davidson nothing, North Carolina nothing. You're listening to Davidson Baseball from Learfield. We'll go to the second inning as the Wildcats trying to find a way to scratch up some runs. They've got Eric Jones, Justin Lebeck, and Jake Sidwell coming to the plate. If anybody reaches, the freshman designated hitter, Brett Santracchio. They're facing J.B. Bukauskas. Bukauskas, a junior for North Carolina, is 9-0 on the season. Reading the stat that North Carolina on Friday games at home, 10-0 this season. Throw goes down to second. And we are ready for the second. North Carolina finished second in the ACC tournament, losing to Florida State 7-3 on Sunday. A game that they led right up, I believe, until about the seventh inning or so, and then a big inning for the Seminoles. And that gave Florida State an opportunity to host one of these regional games this weekend. Well, Jones steps in. Wildcat third baseman. Bukauskas pitched to the plate. Didn't mean to. Taps it foul down the first base side. Cody Roberts, the catcher, bounced out quick, but ball a good 10 feet away from the foul line. And one. Now Jones waits the pitch. Swung on and missed. Chase looked like a fastball tailing away. 83 miles an hour. Nothing and two to Eric Jones. Jones, a 316 hitter on the season. 9 home runs, 34 RBIs. Takes up stairs, 1-2. They play him deep. Step toward right field. Now the 1-2 pitch coming. Swung on and missed. Look, that ball was tailing away from him. He chased it over into the batter's box. That is the third straight strikeout for Bukauskas. Justin Lebeck. 7 home runs, 41 RBIs, and a 303 batting average on the season. Sophomore left fielder. Take strike one with a fastball, 95 miles an hour. That may be the fastest pitch he's thrown so far. Bukauskas ready, and the 0-1 hit him. That one was 85 miles an hour, and Justin Lebeck is the Wildcats' second base runner, hit by a pitch. Just thumped him right in the shoulder. Jake Sidwell, the catcher, comes to the plate. Sidwell hitting 204 on the season. Outstanding defensive catcher. And he's probably a little disappointed with his offensive numbers, but he's had some really big hits among that 204 batting average. Pitch to the plate is fouled off into the netting behind home plate. Strike one. Straight away in the outfield against Sidwell. On base percentage, pretty good though at .322. Getting home on base almost every third time to the plate. Now the pitch is a strike on the outside corner, hit the 95 mark again. And it's quickly nothing and two to Sidwell. Brett Santracchio on deck, the designated hitter. One out, runner at first as Lebeck takes the lead. Roberts flashes the sign and the 0-2 pitch. Sidwell takes off the outside. Tar Heel fans wanted a strikeout there, but you can see Roberts reaching to get that ball. 1-2. In the or the clapping starts. That pitch is off the plate again. It's 2-2. Good eye for Sidwell. Looks like Kauskas does kind of a, throws it kind of at an angle. You can see that pitch, and it tries to just nip that front edge of the corner. And now the 2-2 pitch. Hammered to right field down the line. That's going to get down. Digging for third is Lebeck. Sidwell would take a long turn, and runners at the corners as the Wildcats have their second hit of the day. Well, he just turned on that one. And the Wildcats in business with one out. Let's see if Centracchio can find a way to get a run home. Second hit as Robertson got one in the first inning. And now Jake Sidwell with a solid single down the line. Right fielder over there for the Tar Heels did a good job in getting that ball in Brandon Riley. That kept Sidwell off second base. Centracchio, left-handed batter. Drives one to center field and deep. That'll get a run home. It may get more. Going back. Gone. Let's see. Off the fence. Here comes one run in. It'll be a double. The throw to third is safe. And the Wildcats lead it 1-0. I thought it might hit the backdrop out there, but it bounced back onto the playing field. Must have hit the fence at about the 400 mark. And the Wildcats lead it 1-0. Brett Centracchio with an RBI double. Wow. Boy, he toasted that ball. Must have hit just at the top of the fence. Sidwell at third base. Centracchio with the RBI, 1-0. Davidson. Blazing Max Bazin. Maybe one of the fastest guys out there. Steps in. Chance to do more damage. The infield drawn in for the Tar Heels. Swung on and missed. Big cut of an 88-mile-an-hour fastball. 208 on the season for Bazin. Bazin would like to try to get one to the outfield. See if he can't get a run home. Swung on and missed. In that hard sinking fastball on the outer half. Maybe a slider. Nothing and two now to Bazin. Top of the lineup, Cam Johnson on deck. One out in the inning. Runners at second and third. And a pitch. Grounder right at the shortstop. They'll throw to first. They'll get Bazin. And then runners will have to hold. There's two down. That ball was hit right at Warmoth, the shortstop, who was playing at the edge of the grass. No chance for anybody to advance. And two down. Two hits in the inning. A hits batsman. The big blow, a Centracchio double to this point. Johnson grounded to second, his first time up. We're in the top of the second inning, 1-0 Davidson. Bukowskis works with the windup and pumps a fastball through 96 miles an hour. Well, that just looks like a laser beam coming across the home plate. Nothing and one out of Johnson. Pitches off the outer half. Evens count 1-1. Took a little something off that one, just 86. Most of the guys that Wildcats see throughout the season, 86 would be a pretty good fastball. Looking in with a 1-1 sign. Runners take short leads at second and third. And the pitch. That's hit to right field for a base hit. That's going to score at least one. Sidwell coming home. Centracchio driving toward the plate. Here comes the throw. It's going to be short. The Wildcats lead it 3-0. A two-run single for Cam Johnson. 3-0 Davidson here in the top of the second inning. Oh, the lefties have been trouble here for Bukowskis so far in the inning. Sidwell a single. Centracchio a double. And now a single for Cam Johnson. That's two RBIs now for Johnson. And Will Robertson, who singled to right his first time up, steps in. 3-0 on four hits and a hits batsman. Grounded toward third. It's going to be fielded. He'll fire to second for out number three. But the Wildcats collect three hits. They get three runs, and we go to the bottom of the second inning. Your score, the Davidson Wildcats 3, the North Carolina Tar Heels nothing. You're listening to Davidson Baseball from Learfield. Go to the bottom of the second inning here at Bossemer Stadium in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and it's your Davidson Wildcats 3, the North Carolina Tar Heels, and the number two ranked team in the country, nothing, coming to bat here in the second. Earlier game this afternoon went more than 3.5 hours before Florida Gulf Coast wins over Michigan 10-6. So Michigan goes to the loser's bracket here in the regional, and Florida Gulf Coast awaits the winner of this ball game. Those games will be played tomorrow, of course, here in Chapel Hill. We got the 4, 5, and 6 hitters for the Tar Heels coming up against Duran Olinger, who got a 1-2-3 bottom of the first inning. He's back out there working for the Wildcats. Kyle Daughtry's the third baseman who steps in as a right-handed batter. Daughtry, a 266 hitter on the season, squares to bunt, puts it down the line. That's going to be trouble, and he'll just have to stick in his pocket instead, just throws to first. But a bunt single for Daughtry is Jones. There's no way he could get there in time. Olinger is going away from the ball or away from first base and wouldn't have had a chance. So it's a bunt single, and that's the first hit of the game for North Carolina as Brandon Riley comes to the plate. Got finely manicured grass here on the infield. Got a bunch of grounds crew out here working in between games. All with those lime green shirts on, and they were really, really putting a fine manicure on the infield before these two teams took infield. Olinger's pitch is fouled off down the left side and over the grandstands out of play. This stadium, back in 2008-2009, had just a massive rebuild here, and it is a very, very nice ballpark. Video scoreboard over in left center field. Grandstands down both sidelines. Throw to first, and back safely is Daughtry's. I lived in the dorm to the right here for 4 years when I was in Chapel Hill from 78 to 81. And there was nothing but grass over beyond just about where the dugout is. Pitches down low for a ball. That's dating me a little bit because they probably put in some seats not long after that, but they put in even more. This will be one of the biggest crowds the Wildcats have played in front of all season. I think about 6,700 down in South Carolina for that midweek game 3-4 weeks ago. 1-1 pitch down to the plate is fouled off, and it's 1-2. I believe about 1,600 people over at BB&T ballpark against Winthrop. But there's a lot more people than that here. Looks like a few more people still trickling in, and a lot of red in two or three different pockets here of Wildcat fans. Got a runner at first with nobody out. Riley awaits a 1-2 pitch as Olinger delivers, and it's grounded to second. Fielded by Costa. Flips to base and fires the first double play. 4-6-3, and there are two down here in the second inning. Looked like Acosta had a little trouble getting it out of his glove, but Basin did a good job turning it. And a good, strong throw to first base by Max Basin. Two down very quickly here after the Daughtry wiped off the base pass. First double play of the night for the Wildcats. Tyler Lynn, the left fielder, another left-handed batter, takes strike one. 87 miles an hour for Duran Olinger. That, I believe, is his top pitch so far today. The 0-1. Fly to left. Playable. Levesque goes back a step. Now he'll drift in. Squeezes it, and that's out number three. The bunt single didn't do any harm as they wiped it out with a double play. A fly out to left ends it, and we go to the third inning. Our score, Davidson 3, North Carolina nothing. You're listening to Davidson Baseball from Learfield. Welcome back to Chapel Hill, where the Davidson Wildcats lead the North Carolina Tar Heels 3-0. We're at the top of the third inning. Davidson put up a three spot in the second inning. A big double by Brett Santracchio, a two-run single by Cam Johnson, a hits batsman, and Jake Sidwell had a solid single, so the Wildcats able to get on the board. A bunt single is all North Carolina has managed in two innings against Durano Linger, and the Wildcats wipe out that man with a double play. It's the 3-4 and 5 hitters for the Wildcats as Alec Acosta, Brian Fortier, and Eric Jones will be facing J.B. Bukauskas. Bukauskas giving up four hits, three of them to the left-handed batters in the lineup. Now, the three guys scheduled this inning all struck out their first times up. And they seem to have trouble with that fastball away. And there's another fastball on the outer corner at 85. Strike one. Seem to have some downward movement. It may be some sort of slider or some really, really hard breaking ball. The 0-1 pitch now to Acosta. Straight fastball at 91 and off the plate, 1-1. Right field completely covered in shadows now. Drifting in behind the center fielder is the shadow as well. Grounded, foul. Oh, it's fair. It's just inside the bag. That's going to rattle around in the corner. Here comes Acosta. Digging for second. Lynn will field it down there, and all he can do is keep him off third as Alec Acosta leads off with a double. Second extra base hit for the Wildcats, and it's the leadoff man, Alec Acosta, here in the third inning. I thought for a minute that ball was going to just be outside the line, but boy, it just scraped inside the line at third and rattled into the corner. Alec Acosta continues his hot hitting. Acosta with a huge, huge Atlantic 10 tournament last week with five home runs. Quick word, Rucker Taylor, the third base coach, with Brian Fortier. Fortier having an outstanding senior season. Came in hitting .318 with 15 home runs, 53 RBIs. Slugging percentage of almost .600. Step in, the senior from Holly Springs will tap both sides of the plate and dig in. Wildcats trying to add on. That was hit number 5. Bukauskas to the plate. Bounces one up there. Acosta, though, can't advance. Good job for Roberts keeping it pretty close. Home plate umpire Greg Harmon will throw in a new baseball. We do have four umpires today. The first base umpire is Kevin Sweeney. The second baseman is, or second base umpire is Kellen Levy. And Chris Marshall is over at third base. 3-0 Davidson, top of the third inning. Bukauskas looks to second. 1-0 pitch, bounced another one up there. Good job for Roberts keeping it right there, so no advance. 2-0. No activity yet in either bullpen. Bukauskas looks to second, and the 2-0 pitch coming to Fortier. That one's low and away as well. It's 3-0. Eric Jones on deck. Nobody out here in the third inning. Again, Fortier tapping the plate. Waggles the bat and awaits a 3-0 pitch. Bukauskas will step off. And now the 3-0. Nowhere near. It gets away. The throw to third. Safe. And skipped over there. Runners at first and third. As a walk for Fortier and a wild pitch will put Acosta at third base. And the Cats are in business with runners at the corners and a 3-0 lead. Eric Jones to the plate. Jones a strikeout victim to start the second inning. Of course, when that inning started, he made that out, and then the Wildcats got three straight guys on board. And now we see some players running to the, or jogging to the bullpen for North Carolina. jump. Now Roberts is going to take a stroll. Looks like pitching coach Robert Woodard is going to make his way out to the mound for the Tar Heels. So a quick visit to the mound. Woodard, his first season as the pitching coach. Tar Heel fans, some folks may have remembered seeing the Tar Heels in the College World Series when Woodard was one of the pitchers. Had 34 wins as a Tar Heel pitcher. He's now the pitching coach. As Scott Forbes, a longtime pitching coach here at North Carolina, promoted to associate head coach. They'll continue to talk. The Wildcats will huddle up as well as Rucker Taylor getting some comments in and some instruction to Acosta, who's at third, and 40 are at first, and Eric Jones will step to the plate. Robert Woodard makes the slow walk back to the Tar Heel dugout. He was nowhere near on four pitches to Fortier. He was low and away with every single pitch. In the dirt with three of the four. Jones steps in with a chance to do some damage. And that was the exact same spot. Roberts just whips it back to him as he had to go down to get that one in the left-handed batter's box. Five straight balls now for Bukauskas. Bukauskas, when the Tar Heels played the Wildcats earlier this season, was charting the game, charting the pitches. Pitches on the outside corner for a strike, even to the 1-1. We're reading in some of the press that he felt like he had a good scout on Davidson because he had charted pitches in that ballgame. That was a midweek game, of course. 1-1 pitch now to Jones. A little half swing as he chased one down and away. One ball, two strikes. He hasn't given up on that pitch away. That seems to be his bread and butter early on. Fortier was able to lay off of it. And he came back in with one to Acosta on the plate that he was able to turn on. So runners at first and third. A 3-0 Davidson lead. Nobody out in the 1-2 pitch. Swung and a miss. That pitch looked like breaking away. Eric Jones goes down on strikes for a second time. And that is out number one in the inning. Justin Levesque to the plate. He was hit by a pitch his first time up. Top of the third inning. It's Davidson 3-0 over the Tar Heels. Levesque got his first home run of the season over in Durham against Duke, and he's been on a tear since then. Hit on the ground towards second. That'll get a run home. They'll flip to center. Oh, he dropped it. Safe. All hands safe. That'll be an error. But that'll be an RBI for Levesque on the error as they tried to go to second. Acosta comes home with run number four. 40 are safe at second. And it was a low throw that Warmoth had trouble handling. And that'll be a fielder's choice at first, and it'll go safe at second on the E4 as the error, I'm assuming, will be charged with Zach Gahagan with the little low throw. I think he got in a little bit of a hurry there, wanted to think maybe he could get a double play, and that was definitely not a double play ball. Acosta comes home to score run number four. Now let's give Levesque an RBI because he would have scored anyway. And now Sidwell, who had a rope down the right field line his first time up. Fastball on the outside corner, strike one. 95 miles an hour. Sidwell with one out, a chance to help add on to the lead. Kowski's pitch to the plate just off the outer half. He was count 1-1. Wildcats got three in the second, got one so far here in the third inning. Bukauskas comes set, and a pitch to the plate. Fouled off with a good rip. Boy, Sidwell just Looked like he was trying to take one over the American flag out there. He just took a rip. Came up with a foul ball straight back. 1-2. Got Fortier at second. Got LeBeck at first with only one out. Said they can take more advantage of the wildness in the air. Bukauskas to the plate. Tar Heel fans are going to go, oh, but see the catcher move that mitt back just a little bit. That means he probably doesn't think it was on the corner either. That evens the count 2-2. Sidwell digs back in. Slightly open stance for the Wildcat catcher. 2-2. And now Bukauskas steps off and everybody retreats back to their bag. They play Sidwell, looks like, to pull. Shortstop's playing almost behind the runner at second base. 2-2 pitch, inside corner, tried to cross him up, and that one off the inner half, and it's 3-2. And again, the Tar Heel fans don't like it, and a contingent of red-shirted Wildcat fans all applauding. 3-2 now to Sidwell. He went away, and then tried to cross him up, but off the plate inside. Sidwell now waiting the 3-2 pitch. Fortier from second. LeBeck at first. Here it is. Fouled off. They'll have another payoff pitch coming. Nobody running on that one. Just one out in the inning. It's the regionals here at North Carolina as the Davidson Wildcats lead it 4-0. Sidwell again back in there. They take the lead. Fortier at second. LeBeck over at first. Bukowski's second payoff pitch. Hit hard to left field, but it's going to be playable right at Tyler Lynn. They had him played perfectly. A second line drive off the bat of Jake Sidwell. This time an out to left field and two down. Brett Centracchio, who just missed a home run, just banged one off the top of the fence at the 400-foot mark in center field his first time up. Wound up getting an RBI double. Two outs now as Wildcats have gotten one run in. As Acosta, who led off with a double, came around to score. Centracchio, they're playing him a bit to pull with a shortstop, Warmoth, all the way back behind second almost, and that pitch is inside for a ball. Well, they really buried that ball deep on him and too far off the plate. Ball one. Centracchio batting 229 on the season coming in, and he's lifted that up, no doubt, with that double. The pitch. Swung on a miss. Took a little something off of that one. One ball, one strike. Had him out front. He was dialed up for that big 95-mile-an-hour fastball, and he got the 84-mile-an-hour breaking ball. 1-1. Now the pitch to the plate. Swung on and missed. Had another big cut. Came up empty again. 85 miles an hour on that one. Working down to Centracchio. 1-2. Fortier takes the lead at second. Justin LeBeck at first. 1-2 pitch coming to Centracchio. And here it is. Grounded toward the shortstop. He'll throw to first, and they'll get Centracchio out for out number three. But the Wildcats add a run. The aid of an error helped, but a double by Alec Acosta. He comes around to score. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Our score, Davidson 4, North Carolina nothing. You're listening to Davidson Baseball from Learfield. Wildcats, Durino Lingard on the hill here, and he has done well so far through two. Sidwell's throw goes down to second, and we are just about ready for action here in the bottom of the third. The only hit against Olinger so far has been the bunt single by Kyle Daughtry's. Daughtry's was wiped out on the double play as Riley grounded to second. Zach Gahagan, Michael Bush, and Cody Roberts, the bottom of the order for North Carolina here in the third inning. Olinger through two innings has faced the minimum. And we're ready as the second baseman steps in. And a strike one on the outside corner, 86 miles an hour for Olinger. Sidwell flashes the sign, and now the pitch. Popped up on the infield. Jones drifting around, makes the play, and that is out number one as Eric Jones feels that one just in fair territory. Third base umpire Chris Marshall was over there, and for a moment looked like Jones might be going to bump into him, but they kind of drifted apart, and the ball came back toward the playing field, and that's one down. Michael Bush, the first baseman, steps in. One of two freshmen in the starting lineup for the Tar Heels. Olinger's pitch is driven down the line and fouled toward the North Carolina bullpen and just hit the edge of the stands. Strike one to Bush. Bush bats left-handed. A 213 hitter on the season. Inside, evens the count 1-1. Two home runs, 21 RBIs on the season. Wildcats play him straight away in the outfield. Outside corner for a strike. One ball, two strikes. Had a couple of North Carolina fans complaining down below about the strike. There's a bounce. Oh, wicked hop. Fielded by Bazin. Fires to first. Good stretch by Fortier. And that is out number two. That took a wicked hop off the edge of the grass. And Bazin, fortunate to get that ball, made a throw that was down the right field line just a bit. But 6 foot six, Brian Fortier spears it and gets his foot back on the bag in time. And that's quickly two down here in the third inning. Catcher Cody Roberts, 250 hitter on the season. Two home runs, 25 RBIs. Right-handed batter. Upstairs is Olinger. That one got away just a little bit. Saw him just kind of come hopping off the mound a little bit. Senior from, redshirt senior from Tampa, Florida. The 1-0 pitch upstairs again. 2-0. Maybe the first time today that he's gotten behind in the count more than one pitch. It's 2-0. Pitch is a strike. 2-1. Boy, a really nice day for baseball here. You couldn't ask for much better. Cools off as the game has been going on. Didn't mean to. Fouled it off toward the Wildcat dugout. And it's even the count 2-2. It was warm when we got here. It was pretty hot when Michigan and Florida Gulf Coast were playing. 3.5-hour game started at 1:04 this afternoon. Florida Gulf Coast comes away with a 10-6 victory over the Wolverines of Michigan. Now the pitch. Fouled off. Ooh, and that's vicious. Right into the front row, right past the Wildcats dugout. I think everybody's okay, but first base coach over there just pointing to make sure, and I think everybody's giving the thumbs up sign, but the ushers are going to come down just to make sure. Just a vicious line drive. 2-2 again. Olinger delivers. Fouled off. Back over toward the Avery Residence Hall. 28 pitches so far for Olinger. If you're a Wildcat fan, you'd like to see that pitch count stay low. The longer Olinger goes, it's the better the chances the Wildcats have. 2-2 bounces up there, and it's 3-2. And I believe this is the first three-ball count he's had. the number 9 hitter, Cody Roberts, waiting on Durano Linger's 3-2 pitch. Four to nothing, Davidson. Bottom of the third inning. Linger's pitch. Down low for a ball. Second base runner for the Tar Heels. The first walk given up by Olinger, and back to the top of the lineup and Brian Miller. Miller flew out to left his first time up. And you get back into the part of the North Carolina lineup that sees a batting average of 340, 349, and 340 in those first three hitters. But there are two outs. Runner at first. Olinger will go to the stretch for the second time today. Miller, left-handed batter. Missed outside. Ball one. Fans continue to trickle in. We may have close to a full house by the time we're over with here. Throw to first, and back safely is Roberts. About half the field in shadows now. The lights have been on for a while. Olinger to the plate. Outside high. 2-0. Brings some cheers from the North Carolina fans. Wildcats have out-hit Tar Heels 5-1. Only one error in the ballgame. Grounded in right field for a base hit. That's the second North Carolina hit. That'll be runners at first and third with two outs as Robertson's throw comes back to second. And Roberts digs into third. Miller's first hit. That's the best hit of the ballgame so far for North Carolina. Logan Warmoth, the shortstop, a strikeout victim, his first time up. Sidwell will come out in front of home plate, give some signals defensively, and manager Dick Cook will make a visit to the mound. So we'll see if he saw something to fine-tune or if he just wants to make sure what the strategy is. I'm guessing that just reminding him what the scouting report may be on Warmoth. That's a quick visit. Cookie's headed back to the dugout. Chant of Tar Heels going on. Wildcats have got a lot of good publicity this week. Stories all over the place about manager Dick Cook, about the burritos that Alec Acosta's been eating. And we understand he's loaded up on Chick-fil-A this week, so we'll see. If so far it's paid off with a double and a run. It's 4-0 right now. Wildcats, but a threat for North Carolina with two outs here in the third. Runners at the corners. Pitch to the plate, it's a strike. 74 miles an hour on the off-speed pitch. Nothing in one. They play Warmoth deep in the outfield. A little deeper in left than right. Drilled down the line toward the dorm, and that will hit just shy out of play. Nothing in two. Olinger sporting that. I don't know what kind of beard you call that, but it's a little thicker and a little scruffier than Steph Curry's. 0-2 pitch. Ooh, right over the top of his head, 1-2. He wasted that one. You don't picture somebody from Tampa, Florida with like a Mountaineer's beard like Olinger's got, but that's what he's sporting. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Runners at first and third. Two outs. Just got a piece of it. Flicked it back into the net. Just like he reached out just to try to fight off a good pitch, and he stays alive. Roberts at third, Miller at first. This all started with a two-out walk to Roberts, then a single by Miller. The 1-2 pitch. Down low, 2-2. Tried to get him to chase that pitch. Didn't get it. Olinger works from the stretch with runners at the corners. Comes set. Looks at the runner at third and out of the plate. Grounded to third. Jones to second. Got him for the out. And the threat is over for North Carolina in the third. We go to the fourth inning. Our score, Davidson 4, North Carolina nothing. You're listening to Davidson Baseball from Learfield.